In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the High Mater Zenobius and his sister Zenobia. That's October 30th on the church calendar, or November 12th on your wall calendar. Now when we read the lives of the saints, sometimes they're very long, and you need to glean out of them what's really, really important. Same thing with the scriptures. Now, fortunately, in the prologue, which is available widely online or in print, or the Menologion that you can get on your computer or on your cell phone, the lives are short, and they generally have some important nuggets. Here's the nugget that's important about the High Mater Zenobius and his sister Zenobia. He was arrested because he was a Christian and he was healing the sick, and the emperor was angry about that. And so the prefect Lysias arrested him and said to him, "I offer to you two choices, life or death, life if you worship the gods, or death if you do not." Saint Zenobius replied, "Life without Christ is not life but death, whereas death for the sake of Christ is not death but life." Does that remind you of anything? If you read the scriptures a lot, you should know that's very much like what St. Paul says when he says, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." That's in Philippians. Also, taking up the cross is a death. It's a death that leads to life. The Lord said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." In other words, if you want to live in this world, you're going to die and lose your life. If you're willing to die, then you will live. Now, what is this dying and what is this living? The world doesn't understand it. The world just wants to live according to what they understand, according to their senses, according to their pleasures, according to their egos, and not with much purpose, sometimes with no purpose at all. But a Christian knows that he was created in order to know God and know Him intimately. And therefore he knows that this life is actually only a predecessor to the eternal life, and that this life has many things that are death in it, but the next life will be all life and all alive. Therefore, to be without Christ is death, whether it's in this life or the next. And Zenobius wisely knew that if he had denied Christ, he would be dead. No, he would keep on living, keep on breathing, but his soul would be dead, and he would go to hell, and he would be without his beloved Christ. So he was willing to allow himself to be sacrificed because of his love for Christ and knowing that he would have life. Now, how do you come to that conclusion? We can say we believe it, but none of us have had anyone put a machete to our neck yet. That's happening, by the way, places like Syria and Egypt. People are being killed because of their faith, and in fact being beheaded or tortured because of their faith. And they have to make a choice. When I hear things like this, I wonder what kind of choice would I make. Right now, sitting in my office, it's easy to say, yes, I love Christ, and He is life. But in the moment when I must make that decision, if I have not lived according to Christ, my courage will depart from me. Same thing with you. We must live according to who Christ is now, so that we are ready for whatever. Not necessarily for someone to put a machete in front of our face. That won't happen for the vast majority of us. But we must have understanding of who Christ is and live according to who He is. Then we will be ready. Then we will recognize life. And the things that are in the world that are death, we will know them to be death. May God help us to, through the prayers of the Holy High Mater Zenobius and his sister Zenobia, to recognize where there is death and where there is life, and always to cleave to Christ. Amen.